Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the Solo Nick podcast here again on a Sunday night, coming off the back of round 11. The New South Wales Origin team is announced. Queensland will be announced Monday night. And we're firing towards round 12. Last week, the Duffelbag boys finished on 11.28. Saw me drop back from 193rd back to 566. It's tight. It's tight in the top 1,000 or so. I was about 80 points, I think, off a score that would have held my position. So from 200 to 600, basically, is 80 points. It's pretty tight. This week, the boys have scored a 12.54 as it sits at the moment. Obviously, pre-updates. Not too bad. It's a bit up and down. There's a lot of 1300s out there this week. There's a few 1400s. Shout out Joe Fitz and his wife, Mel, both topping the 1400 mark. If you captained Cook and you played Cherry, you've had a good week, basically. If you had neither of those two things like myself, you've probably had an average week. And if you hit one of either of those two, I dare say you'd probably be in the 1300s. All right, trades this week, what did I do? With the Jai Arrow news, I brought Tapau in for Arrow. Not too unhappy about that. Tapau scored 63, which is okay. Obviously plays the bye next week. And I sold Ockhambor straight up for Manu Ma'u. Had a bit of spare cash there. And again, Ma'u scored okay with a 60, so I'll take it. All right, last week we announced a special competition, so we've actually got a special guest this week, so we'll take a break here. I'll chuck that interview in here, and then I'll be back to talk about the rest of the week in a minute. Okay, so like I said, we've got a special guest tonight. We started the competition last week where we said we've got two bar fridges to give away. All you've got to do is email solonickpod@hotmail.com. And in 10 words or less, tell us what annoys you the most about winning. So I'm sure you've seen it on Jimmy Kimmel Live or Jimmy Fallon or something like that, where they do celebrities read mean tweets. Well, tonight we've got Wenin reads mean emails, and he's here. How are you, mate?
Mate, I was actually having a really, really good weekend until I've read some of these these 10 words, or some of about 50 words as well. So the feedback's pretty strong. The public hates me.
It's pretty funny. There's one guy in particular, we won't name names, but mate, I reckon about every 5 hours he sends me a new reason. He's up to about 5 or 6 reasons so far.
Unbelievable. All the stuff I've done for people, maybe, no, it's probably well deserved. I've read through a few of those, and I'll take it and cop it on the chin.
Nah, it's all in good fun, all in good fun. All right, mate, why don't you read a few of these out and tell us your thoughts?
Oh, mate, there's so many good ones, but let's start. All right, Scotty, Wenin's a mug. His advice and bragging annoys me the most. Nice.
Rough.
Wilson, thinking his name is clever when it's not. That's pretty funny as well.
Yeah, I thought that was a clever one, yeah.
That's very good. Matt, he sips his beer like a girl. That's fair. Craig's got me an absolute belter here. Arrogant, annoying, Ranger leeching off the excellence that is SC talk. Again, probably true. We did start the site, but there's much better pundits out there than myself, and definitely you, Nick. So that's fair, mate, I think.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough.
Keep going through here. So Sam sent in, he doesn't even live in Rome. I think that's quite clever as well. That's very, very good.
Yeah, we got a few of those. Have you ever been to Rome?
I have, actually, yeah.
Okay.
There's lots about my voice, so people find my voice really annoying, mate. That's pretty hard considering I've got the podcast on the Tuesday and the Wednesday nights, mate. So maybe I should just give it up and just go stick with writing.
Yeah, there's a few about the voice, a few. I got a lot in the last couple of days about the fact that you just copied You just copied me and the solo podcast format. I got heaps of those. So, I mean, how do you respond to that sort of criticism?
Oh, you know, well, I think they're both very different. You're just there getting drunk and just rambling on for about 15 minutes. Mine was really just to take a bit of time out of the Wednesday night pod, because JT and I do tend to dribble on a fair bit, and hour and 20 minute pod is not something that everyone can can normally digest. So try to do the right thing by for the punters, but obviously it's backfired.
No, I think it's good. I think it's good. So the one guy who sends through a lot, he's basically saying you're a copycat, criticised the solo pod, and then turns up and starts doing his own. Started a comp about firing you, Nick, yet he keeps copying your ideas. You were the first to run a comp. Also, it really annoys me how he says lover lover, like he's West Indian. It's not cool. His voice is also kind of nasally. I think he might have got my voice actually mixed up with yours regards to that last comment.
You're definitely got the nasally voice out of the two of us, but the rest of it's pretty fair. Good on you, Marvin.
There was another one.
There's a couple there about players' names. Agree. I'm really, really bad at that, so not much I can do. Jealousy in his voice over people nabbed by the Daily Telegraph. I think that's more you, Nick. I don't think I've come across in any way like that.
That's a joke, mate. I see you on the bloody WhatsApp group just going off about it all the time.
Occasionally.
This is the one I was looking for. Craig, he missed the point completely. I think he thought it was what annoys you about women, as opposed to what annoys you about women. And he's replied and said, leaving the empty toilet roll and not replacing it. Grr.
Good on you, Craig. Lee has said he's supposed to be an NRL supporter of Plugs AFL. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with liking a whole range of sports. Nick, do you?
No, mate. Yeah, I like the V8 supercars. I watch that every time it's on.
Yeah, but you're a bogan, so.
That's random. I don't know anything about cars, but yeah. No.
What about, so James, when belittles you, Nick, rich parents syndrome, and yeah. But he's spelt it sundrome, so I don't think James is too bright.
No, I like that one, mate. That's very true, you know. I mean, you went to one of the big private schools in Brisbane, you know. No, I went to a smaller private school.
Oh. Bullshit, mate. Still a private school.
You went to Mexico for a Bucks party. Like, ridiculous.
I went to Rio and it was a wedding. One of my very good friends was marrying a Brazilian girl, so of course the wedding is going to be in Brazil.
That's just what normal. That's not what normal rugby league folks do, mate. I'm sorry.
This is very true. There's some other good ones. Here, I think we can't leave them out as well. Peter just says my voice. So, again, someone just hating on that. Craig has laid a few things. What about Luke? I don't know what he's on about here. Thinks he's as funny as Joe Fitz.
Yeah, I think that might be Joe Fitz creating a fake name, fake email account.
Yeah, I think so.
And the DJ horn. Ba, 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 ba.
Well, you liked it. You're a fan.
Yeah, I liked it, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, how else can you tell JT to stop talking about the Cowboys for 10 minutes?
Yeah, you've got to do something. I don't mind it, mate. I don't mind it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this has been a bit of a success, Nick. Well done. I'm more than happy to come on any time to read out hate mail. It's all good.
All right, mate. I'll keep you updated. Like we said, solonickpod@hotmail.com. You've got another 2 weeks. 10 words or less, what annoys you the most about when? And that should give you a bit of a flavour of what we've been getting so far. So be creative with it.
Be a bit more creative, yeah. And don't forget that we're also running the Your Fired comp on the Wednesday night. Do you believe that I've actually had a couple of videos sent in, Nick?
Really?
Yeah. It's very, very good. So, again, really creative. We love a bit of banter between all the NRL Supercoach Talk podcast, and I think Nick will get you on, not this week, but maybe next week, because I think maybe the one where there's the rest weekend, we can get you on, and we can just, you can read out quite a few of the your fired ones.
Nah, I'm busy. I'm busy that week. Sorry, mate.
Well, you're busy going to Movie World or fishing? What are you doing?
We went to Wet n Wild today.
Did you? Really?
Yeah. Yep, mate, go in winter. There is no one there. You can just, you do as you please.
Right, well, yeah, I can understand why they wouldn't be in. Why the hell are you going to a water park in winter?
Oh, no, our passes expire in a month, so we're just trying to use them up. That's all.
All right. Yeah. So how's the Gold Coast going? Have you settled in, Nick? You're enjoying your time down there?
Yep. Going good, mate. Going good. Went out on the boat yesterday, today, just for a bit of a cruise. Apart from the fact that there's a lot of old people here, it's going good.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. All right, mate. Well, your solo pod's doing very well. Congratulations, and also best of luck to everybody that's entering in the competition. All a bit of fun.
Exactly. All right, mate. Speak to you soon.
See ya.
All right, let's get into the Supercoach news of the week. The New South Wales Origin team's been announced, which is one of the big pieces of news. Quickly, I'll just list every player and I'll list their individual stats for every game so far this year. No, just kidding. Let's go. Kotrick's in, Cody Walker's in, Cleary's in, Payne Haas is in. Was never going to play 12, but that's interesting. He won't be there for 16, potentially. Cameron Murray is in, Whiten is in, and they keep picking Crichton, even after a rough season so far. So biggest news there probably. Biggest news there would be Cody Walker with the HIA to Keary. He's got his spot there. Cleary has been retained in that position. And Cameron Murray, I think. Those are the most relevant Supercoach selections for this week. No Blake Ferguson. So if anyone's keen on Fergo, they can jump on this week in the centre wing as an option. But yeah, that's good news for non-Cody Walker owners like myself. All right, let's move pretty quickly. Let's do injuries first because there are a ton of injuries this week. Tim Lafay injured his ankle, TBC. Josh Hodgson, broken thumb. He's out for 6-8. Finucane had a pretty bad HIA, which was why his score was poor. Justin O'Neill finished out the game, but he's got a spleen injury and who knows how long till he's back. Adam Reynolds looked to have maybe fractured his leg, but it looks like now he might be okay.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wasn't selected in the New South Wales team. Tweeted that he will be playing this week, but I'd like to see that happen first. Looks like I think he's at long odds to play this week, surely. Dean Farre, he's out for 6 weeks, and Walker Blake is also out for 6-10 with an MCL injury. So To'u from Panthers, just his job security just increased tenfold there. Matt Scott injured his shoulder, TBC. Jazz Tavaga, ankle, 1-6. Pierce, groin injury, would have ruled him out of Origin if selected, but looks to be okay. And he'll enjoy the week off this week. We mentioned Keary with the HIA, obviously unselectable for Origin, but I dare say he'll be back around 13 for the Roosters. Cohen Hess, groin injury, TPC on that one. Brad Parker, broken jaw, 4-6. Tommy Turbo not far away anyway. Danny Levi's injured his ankle, TBC. Jai Arrow missed the game due to a quad injury. He'll probably be selected for Queensland, and I dare say he will play Origin, but I think some restricted minutes for the Gold Coast Titans are coming for Arrow over the next 6 to 8 weeks. Flegler missed the game for the Broncos with a back injury, but he looks to be okay after the bye. And Tamari Martin's still having neurological issues there, so he's out long term. So real Dean Farre, Waka Blake for the Panthers, both out potentially 6 weeks. Like we said, To'u, maybe Aitkins can fight his way back into the side. Josh Hodgson, thumb injury. They're really the big ones, I think, that would have impacted people's buy plans. All right, some of the hits for the Duffelbag boys this week. Payne Haas, another strong game, 72. Ended up with the captain on Haas this week. Thought I had it on Teddy. Must have changed it last minute on Friday. Across to Munster. So I was cheering Teddy Friday night, then had a look Saturday morning, realised I didn't actually have him as captain. Had Munster, changed it from Munster to Haas last minute. So all in all, it was okay. Cam Smith, 69, good score. Was hoping for a bit more from he and Munster today. Ponga, another ton. Teddy and Lolo in the 90s. And Cook and Murray for the Rabbits, just huge, huge. Damien Cook, he's just he's a set-and-forget captain, I think. Some of the misses, Jesus, my centre wing this week was horrible. Gutho, 33, CNK, 37, Croker, 17. Why did I get sucked into Croker again? If he doesn't turn up this week against the Dogs, I'm going to lose it. And then Munster, 43. Like I said, I thought Munster might have gone a bit bigger today against the Dogs, but the Dogs seem to play Melbourne quite well. I mean, you know, I know that they still lost, but it wasn't too bad. Oh, sorry. Get a bit tired on these Sunday nights after I usually get up early Sunday morning. All right, let's go through some of the other interesting scores because there's a lot of them leading into the bye. So Sivo scored a 58 for Para. He's about 550K and he, in my opinion, is a sell. Next week you go to Masters or RTS or someone and that is a great trade. To'u, we've mentioned him a couple of times, a 49. I think he's base price. He's looking like a trade-in for mine this week for a Lomax or someone like that. It would have been for Cherry. I was going to sell Cherry this week, but after he just scored 135, that's going to set off a whole another round of price increases. So give him a couple more weeks, obviously, and then in the mega trade week, you know, you can trade him to Masters or RTS or someone then. Kakao only had a 36, played the full 80. I'm not going anywhere near him. JFH, 44, only played 48 minutes due to a HIA. Still don't mind him. Presuming he's selected this week, I'm not going to be bringing him in, but I don't mind it. Fenua Blake, 45, only played 52 minutes. So Tapau did end up being the better option out of the two of them, it looks like. Arthurs for the Titans, rookie price centre wing, only had a 20. Cardi Party scored, I think, about 60. I know some of these scores are pre-updates. It's hard to keep track of everyone. NRL Supercoach Live is the easiest way for me to get the scores as quickly as possible. I know Cardi finished on 52, but I think he might have updated to about 60. Fodawaker in the same game, 68. Great score. Tricky price, mid-price front rower, plays the first buy. Arrows out, looks to be getting increased minutes due to that. I don't mind it. I don't mind a Flegler, a Fodawaker this week or something like that. Keary had the HIA, like we've mentioned, scored a zero. Luttrell, the banner got AFB. Delayed banner from a few weeks ago, maybe. Got Luttrell, only scored about 30 points. Takiaho had a 75 with a try, which is nice. Elliot Whitehead, a few people were throwing him around. Obviously, Jewel, centre wing, plays the bye. 49, not bad without an attacking stat. I actually don't mind him as a bit of a pot option trade in this week. Mitchell Dunn, I just thought I'd mention him for the Cows just because he played 70 minutes. And we presume that Josh Maguire, even though he came off the bench this week, I understand that, but we presume that he is going to be missing and it looks like Cohen Hess was a late withdrawal. He didn't play this game, which is probably why Mitchell Dunn played more minutes. But just thought I'd mention that he's probably going to play some big minutes this week and he's fairly cheap. RTS came back down with a 36 in a bludger of a game against the Broncos. And same with Herbert, who could only manage 22. Matt Lodge in the same game with a 71. And he and Haas are both playing big minutes there and doing well for the Broncos over the last 3 or 4 weeks. TPJ's minutes have suffered as a result. Only played 45 and scored 37. Not an option, in my opinion. Hiroti is the other rookie price centre wing who will be playing his third game this week. For Souths, only managed 21 points. He's about 20K more than two. And I'll be looking at bringing in one of those two this week. Walker, we mentioned him briefly earlier, only scored about 15 or 20 points, I think it was, that he finished on. Masters, 44, which included a try. It's a bit worrying. It's a bit worrying there. I think he's probably still one of the top four or five centre wings, and I think he's probably still a trade-in in round 13, 14, 15, but does have the ability, even with a try and with the goals, to go low. Robbie Farah, 15. No way you can run with anyone apart from Cook and Smith in hooker, in my opinion. Tolman keeps on keeping on with the 60. He'll probably update to 65, 70. He's a good option for this first buy as well. I don't mind him at all. CHN only played 49 minutes and scored 34. He split minutes with Reece Martin, who only played 32 minutes and scored 28. I don't particularly like either of those two, and I think CHN owners, after round 12, will be shipping him out sooner rather than later. We mentioned Cherry briefly earlier. I think he's sitting on 135 at the moment, pre-updates. So huge score there for Cherry. Anyone who played him, like this, that's why this game's annoying. You know, you've got Gutho, 33, C&K, 37, Croker, 17. These guys are 250K more than Cherry. And for building a strong team, that means that you can trade these guns in. You don't get the reward. You get penalised almost. And then blokes like Joe Fitz, who's obviously got a crap team and he's got to play Cherry, boom, 135. He gets a 100-point leg up over a strong 18, 19, 20-man team full of guns. So I go, oh, I don't know, what am I doing? I'll just play this rookie Cherry. Bang, scores a 135. It's just frustrating. It's frustrating. All right, trades this week. I'm definitely going to do, like I said, Lomax to Tau or Hirodi. Bank a bit of cash there. I think I've got about 70 or 80 sitting in the bank. It might be a bit less, actually. Let me just have a quick look. This is riveting, riveting podcasting right here. I've got 60K in bank, so a Lomax down gets me, I should be sitting on about 200K or maybe just under, and I'm trying to find a way to get rid of Flegler. Like, he just keeps staring me in the face every week. Maybe Fodawaka is the way to go, and then hope that he can get me up a couple in the next couple of weeks and I can turn him into a keeper. All right, guys, thanks again for listening to the pod. Have a good week. Talk to you next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.